A fishing license in New Hampshire goes for $35. That money helps fund the state's 6 fish hatcheries, where the vast majority of trout that anglers reel in are raised. Teresa Michaels runs the one in Milford.
These are brook trout in here. There's probably about 25,000 in there right now. So in a few weeks, they'll be going to the outside pools.
These inch-long fish are protected inside the hatch house. Outside is another story. Michaels, a small woman with sandy hair, slips on some gear before we head out.
Aren't they nice? Hip boots. It's hard to get them in my size, but they found them finally.
The outdoor pools are covered, some with netting, others with fabric domes that make them look like igloos. This keeps out hungry predators like blue heron, osprey, and otters. Humans are another concern. Poachers have been known to steal fish one bucket at a time. And this year, Michaels has another headache to deal with, weather.
This is an unusual year, you know, without any of the snow that we usually see and the lack of rain. You know, we're experiencing very low stream flow.
That makes depositing these fish in the wild more complicated, and Fish and Game may have to skip some streams this year. The wells that supply water to the Milford hatchery could also dry up. But the warm weather isn't all bad. Early ice outs on the state's lakes and ponds let Michaels and her team get a jump on stocking.
We usually have a two-month period where we stock 160,000 trout in April and May, and this year it was a little different.
That means fishermen heading out on opening day, April 28th, won't be able to blame a lack of fish if they come home empty-handed.
I grow the fish, make sure they get up to size, and then springtime I drive them around in the truck and dump them out wherever we're told to. Stress-free.
Sterling Baker is a fish culturist. On this day, he was told to deliver to Hogback Pond in Greenfield State Park. The fish travel in tanks atop a modified flatbed truck. Then 640 brook trout get unceremoniously heaved into the water.
It's like giving birth.
Yeah, you kind of give them a smack, wake them up.
Even though conditions are good right now for stocking, wildlife officials are being cautious not to release too many fish too early. They made that mistake back in 2006.
We had a year very similar to this one where it was very little snow melt, very little rain in the spring, and water levels were very low.
Jason Smith supervises all the hatcheries in the state.
And that Mother's Day weekend, we ended up receiving somewhere 16, 18 inches of rain, and much of the trout that we had stocked early got washed away.
Smith says it was a good lesson to learn about just how quickly conditions can change in New England. For now, conditions for landing a trout or two appear to be pretty good. But in the end, every fisherman will tell you that even a bad day out on the water beats just about everything else. For NHPR News, I'm Todd Bookman.